Opponents to natural gas pipelines in New York say they are dirty and keep the state dependent on fossil fuels. So far, two projects have been canceled. Now a third project has been stalled, and the company promoting it wants to change how people look at natural gas pipelines. Karen DeWitt reports.
A decision on three air quality permits to build bigger compressors for the new Market Dominion pipeline have been delayed by Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation after the agency extended the public comment period. Frank Mack, the communications project manager for the pipeline, says it's the final piece of the puzzle in what's been a 2.5-year project.
The last remaining on this project to begin construction is to have the three minor air source permits that we need from the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. You know, we're anxious to get that.
He says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the State Public Service Commission are backing the pipeline expansion, as is the New York State Independent System Operator, which manages the electric grid. Mack says the company has purchased 80 to 100 acres around each of the three sites where natural gas air compressors will be built or expanded, and he says the company has a good safety record. He says additional benefits to upstate New York include jobs and $66 million in tax payments to economically strapped communities.
It is a New York project. It's going to be built by a New York-based union contractor, and it's for New York customers, upstate, downstate New York. It's going to bring hundreds of construction jobs. It's going to add 10 to 12 full-time employees.
But, he says, most importantly, National Grid, which services much of eastern New York, needs the gas for its customers because wind and solar power is not developed enough yet to provide adequate power supply.
Renewables are growing with solar and wind. Natural gas can be used as a bridge fuel, and I think that's where we're headed in the near future, where people have a high demand for energy, and when they flip the switch at home, they expect electricity to come on.
Mack says it's estimated that ratepayers would save $20 million because the electric utility would not have to buy as much imported natural gas. Opponents disagree. Walter Hang with Toxics Targeting says Governor Cuomo, who pleased activists when he banned hydrofracking in the state, now has a reputation to live up to.
The governor can't be a climate change activist and continue to permit these giant pipelines, giant fossil fuel power plants, gas storage, and the like.
A spokesman for the Department of Environmental Conservation has said the public comment period was extended to ensure that the public had adequate opportunity to provide input and that all the comments will be considered prior to making any final determination. It's not known when that decision will come. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.